Hello, good morning. Well, the work I will present is entitled Design and Evaluation of an Intervention to Prevent Overweight and Obesity in Mexican Urban Public High Schools. This work was conducted by researchers from the National Institute of Public Health in Mexico and also for researchers from the University of South Carolina. So this project was founded by the Mexican Ministry of Education, and there are no relationships to disclose. Well, obesity epidemic is a concern in Mexico, in other Latin American countries, and also in industrialized countries in Hispanic population. So regarding to adolescents in Mexico, the National Nutrition Survey conducted in 2006 indicates that 1 out of 3 adolescents in Mexico are overweight or obese, representing 5.7 million people. Mexican education policies are not fully supporting healthy feeding and physical activity in adolescents. There are no regulatory guidelines about the nutrition quality of foods and beverages provided at high schools, while there are these guidelines for elementary schools. The PA course, the physical activity course, was removed from the curricula as a consequence of the education reform conducted by the Mexican Ministry of Education in this current administration. And in addition to the situation, the environment is not supporting healthy feeding and physical activity in teenagers, especially street insecurity regarding physical activity. So by mandate of the Ministry, Mexican Ministry of Education, we conducted this study to design, implement, and evaluate an intervention model to prevent overweight and obesity by promoting healthy feeding and physical activity in Mexican urban high schools. The study was conducted in Mexico, specifically in 4 regions of Mexico City, and it was a randomized controlled trial. Schools were chosen from the public high school census. We chose a representative sample consisting in 40 schools, 20 for interventions, and 20 control schools. And the study sample was composed by 1,320 senior high school students aged 15 to 20 years, including women and men attending to public high schools, and as and we excluded rural high schools. Well, this study was conducted in 2.5 years, as you can see in this timeline. We started in 2008 and finished in 2011. So we started by conducting formative research that was important for developing the proposed intervention. Then we tested the proposed strategies in a pilot study in 10 schools and redesigned the intervention. In 2009 to 2010, we conducted a baseline survey, the intervention that took 6 months, and a final survey. And well, the last step of this study was data analysis. Well, we conducted a comprehensive formative research consisting in 20 focus groups with students, 4 in-depth semi-structured interviews with key informants, including school principals, teachers, school cafeteria owners, street vendors, and parents. We also conducted 2 kind of inventories, one in each school, one related with food and beverage, and the other regarding physical activity, facilities, and equipment. And we also conduct, in a subsample, a biochemical survey in students and a home survey. So after having this information, we identify the strengths, the weaknesses, the opportunities, and threats of implementing different strategies. And we present this information in a meeting that we have with national and international experts from the Pan American Health Organization. and we figured out where would be the best strategies to propose, considering feasibility, considering and especially sustainability, among other important criteria. So this is the proposed intervention model. It's composed by 7 strategies, like promotion and ability of fruit and vegetables, fat-reducing dairy products, and low-sugar beverage. These strategies were focused in the school cafeteria. The 4th strategy is availability of plain water that was implemented in the school cafeteria and also in the school environment in the water fountains. We have 2 strategies regarding physical activity, one for women and men, that was promotion of physical activity during free time at school, and from the initial study we learned that we need to have a gender-oriented strategy for physical activity, so we develop a women-oriented physical activity promotion. And all of these strategies were supported by a communication and education campaign. This campaign was entitled Bájale y siéntete leve, that means, I don't know if I am translating good, but it's like shut down and feel light, something like that. And this campaign includes posters, brochures, two manuals, one for the personnel of the school cafeteria, like this, and other related to physical activity for school leaders. And we also developed a web page targeted to students that is shown in the slide. And a course that we conducted through e-learning targeted to teachers included educational materials that they can download from the web page. These are some examples of the posters that we show in the cafeteria and recreation areas. All these materials was pre-tested. So process evaluation includes interviews with students and key informants and non-instructors observation. Impact evaluation consider an anthropometric survey, food frequency survey, physical activity survey, and physical activity also measured by pedometers. Nutrition knowledge survey and attitude surveys focus especially in self-efficacy. So from formative research results, we found that shown in this slide, that prevalence of physical activity levels in Mexican high school students are 42% of women and male are doing low activity or sedentary activities. Regarding feeding, foods that supply 50% of the total energy per day in Mexican high school students are showing in this graph. And as you can see, there are several foods and beverages that are providing refined carbohydrates and are high in content of sugar and fat, and also low micronutrient and fiber supply, such as candy and sodas and sugary water and orange juice and sweet cookies. We also have an important consumption of corn tortillas that used to be fried, and a whole milk. These were consumptions in the school. So students, from qualitative data, we learned that obesity and chronic disease are not a concern for teenagers. Some sports are considered masculine, so women decide by themselves not to participate or are excluded by their male peers from these sports. School personnel, but especially school cafeteria owners, are unaware that they are selling unhealthy food and beverages, and some students attend to school without having breakfast and not bringing lunch, so they used to buy foods for lunch from the school cafeterias. And some parents are unaware that some foods offered at home and at school lunch have high energy density. So in this figure, you can see how students conceptualize healthy and unhealthy foods. And it is interesting that homemade food is considered healthy, even that if you know Mexican cuisine is really tasty, but we use a lot of fried dishes, especially made with tortillas, so not all the homemade food in Mexican cuisine is really healthy from the nutrition point of view. And in contrast, students consider like almost all industrialized food labeled like light are unhealthy because they believe they can cause some health problems such as cancer. So process evaluation was really informative. We learned after over the intervention that teachers perceived that additional workload and lack of support from school authorities for training time and reproduction of educational materials, limited support of physical activity because of injury concerns and hygiene issues regarding students. Teachers does not want to that students come to the classroom after doing physical activity. So school cafeteria owners perceived that there is like increased need of personnel for preparation time for fruit and vegetables, and that that their revenues will decrease. Students perceive that the proposed foods are more expensive and less filling than regular foods. Health concerns about live foods, as we already mentioned, and they dislike of recommended food flavor of some of foods. Previous food preferences are really ingrained in students, and there is still was found lack of support for women in doing new physical activities such as dancing. And in the school environment, we observed that there is lack of maintenance of water fountains and physical activity facilities and equipment, and inadequate use of communication campaign material. So from impact evaluation, as we expected, we in figure one, we noticed that we in the 6 month intervention, we did not found relevant difference in body mass index. In figure two, we observed that interventions have a positive impact in knowledge, increasing 10% in overall nutrition knowledge in students. And maybe the most relevant impact result of this study is shown in figure three, where vegetable consumption increased in 130 grams per day, and fruit consumption increased in 9.3 grams per day. So we conclude that the proposed intervention model increased vegetable consumption and nutrition knowledge in students. Evaluation did not show the effects in BMI, physical activity, and self-efficacy at 6 months of intervention. The nature of overweight and obesity is not considered an issue by students, so they might not perceive the need of making changes in feeding and physical behavior in this life period. So we consider that extended implementation time is needed to fully adopt proposed strategies. And adjustments to the implementation process must be reviewed to increase support of key actors and male students. This study will contribute to the development of culturally accepted interventions and public policy initiative targeted to adolescents in Mexico, while the Ministry of Education is asking us for test this model in other regions of the country. And hopefully to help to overcome obesity epidemic and chronic diseases in Hispanic population. Special thanks to the participants and of you. Thank you.